Before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com joins the program today. Big news out of the NBA, a little primetime talk, and Colonels baseball on the way, and more.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Blankenhorn stealing home. Blankenhorn steals home. Colonels take a 2-1 lead.
That they did, and then some over the weekend. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM. The South Gym in Iowa City. Welcome aboard. Say the same to those of you listening on 107.5 FM. The North Gym here in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa. You may be hearing us on 1600 AM as well. Great weekend in the books and plenty to look forward to this week coming up on the program, including sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight, you're going to get an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina, Mexican Bar and Grill. Three locations across the corridor. They've got the one in Marion, and I believe that's Lincoln View Square. And then you've got the downtown location in Cedar Rapids and the one that they just opened in the Fountains off Edgewood. Alex, how was your weekend?
It was great. I'll get into that, but I want to know, how was your first Father's Day?
My first Father's Day was absolutely fantastic. We spent it at the ballpark yesterday with about 4,000 other people. Judging by the crowd, I think you could say that about 2,000 of them there were dads for Father's Day. There was a lot of families and a lot of kids running around, but people waiting until the last minute to make sure that the weather forecast was good. And I think it probably helps that the team was playing for something too. You talk about whether or not people pay attention to whether minor league teams win or lose or not, but I like to think that the people here in eastern Iowa and the Cedar Rapids area are intelligent sports fans and keep up on what's going on. And I admit I went to bed on Saturday night before the game finished up in Beloit between Quad Cities and Davenport, and Beloit wound up winning, which meant all Cedar Rapids needed to do yesterday was beat Clinton, and they were in the playoffs, the Midwest League's Western Division wild card in the first half, which they did. Five seasons in a row now, the Colonels have gotten into the playoffs. This is their fifth year as a Twins affiliate. So every year that they've been affiliated with Minnesota, they've wound up getting a postseason berth, which is a first for the team in the franchise history. They've never made it 5 years in a row. That call by Chris, who does a terrific job calling Colonels games along with Morgan Hawk, that was Travis Blankenhorn stealing home on Saturday night, which set the table for a Colonels victory and I think kind of gave them the momentum to carry into yesterday's game, which turned into a 16-3 shellacking of the Lumber Kings. And something was not right during the game, the first couple innings. I thought maybe, and I have no evidence to back this up, but I thought perhaps Clinton was laying down yesterday.
Something
seemed a little bit off to me. And last night, and you very rarely see this, and I still don't have the full story on this, but the Seattle Mariners wound up firing the manager of the Lumber Kings, and they'll have a new skipper for the second half, of former Chicago Cubs farmhand. But once that story comes out, whether or not they just decided to make a change, I don't know what the case is, but something didn't pass the smell test yesterday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. But all in all, a great time, and the Colonels are now off for the Midwest League All-Star Game. That's tomorrow night in Midland, Michigan. Six members of the Colonels are representing the team there, and Clinton's manager, Pat Schein, was supposed to manage the Midwest League's Western Division All-Stars, and he will not be managing the team now. Clinton was the Western Division champion last year, so their coaching staff got the All-Star managing nod this year.
How rare is that for a minor league manager to be fired in the middle of the season?
Fired in the middle of the season, extremely rare. A lot of times you'll see guys decide that they want to quit or they want to go do something else, or there will be some sort of whiff of scandal or something, and teams will give a player, or I should say a former player or a coach, the opportunity to say that they're stepping away. Very rare that you come out and fire a guy in the middle of the season, but sort of an interesting side note yesterday. So congratulations going out to our good friend Tommy Watkins, who it was Tommy's birthday yesterday. He turned 37 and celebrated it with a victory. I understand he was extremely nervous at the ballpark yesterday before the game started. He was pacing back and forth, and the pressure was weighing on him. They did not want to basically pee down their legs, which is what they were doing the final week of the regular season. I thought they had things pretty well in hand, especially the way that the schedule set up. But ultimately, he winds up dodging the bullet, and the Colonels are in, so they'll be continuing their season for at least a couple games into September, and the second half starts later this week after the All-Star game is over. The other big news this weekend, of course, we touched on it Friday in Iowa City during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Randy Larson, the commissioner of the Primetime League, joined us there at Coach's Corner, a building that he knows fairly well. PTL kicked off yesterday afternoon in North Liberty, and surprise, surprise, the incoming freshmen are the talk of the town right now among Hawkeye fans, and Luca Garza and Jack Nungy certainly have terrific pedigrees with them, bringing them to Iowa City, but those two guys were the focus of attention yesterday, and neither one of them disappointed fans.
Randy Larson actually has Jack Nungy on his team, and they were playing against Luca Garza's squad, and I think it was the Cedar Rapids Gazette that Randy Larson told what he thinks is going to be the biggest storyline or the biggest thing to watch during the primetime league. And he said the battle of the bigs. It's no secret that Iowa's basketball program right now has a lot of young forwards and a lot of young guys that can play down on the block. And adding Jack Nungy and Luca Garza brings up the question, are these guys going to have to wait their turn? Or are these guys going to come in regardless of how much competition is at those positions and play right away? And I think that the sense was last night, and we'll get Tom Kakert's thoughts on this at 5:05, is that these guys are ready to contribute right away. And I want to go out there and see both of those guys, because I think that, like the other four or five young post players that are already on the Iowa basketball team, they both bring something different to the table. And it's always interesting to see how these young guys not only develop in the primetime league, but carry that momentum forward, if they carry that momentum forward into the fall and then into the basketball season.
Anybody go yesterday, and what were your takeaways from the first night of primetime league play? 319-366-1600. That's also the number for the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can share your thoughts with us during the program today. We will talk a little primetime league with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com coming up at 5 o'clock. Hawkeye football program got a verbal commitment over the weekend from an offensive lineman out of Wisconsin, by the name of Cody Ince, a 6'5", 260-pound, three-star player, had some offers on the table from Minnesota, Maryland, and Purdue, as well as Virginia and several other non-Power 5 schools. So that gives the Hawkeyes now 8 members of the 2018 recruiting class. And not to be outdone, Sunday, Iowa State got a three-star linebacker out of the state of Georgia named Jerry Vaughn. That's commitment number 11 for the Iowa State football program. 75 days away, I believe, to the start of the season for the Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and Panthers. You and I will be opening the season at Jack Trice Stadium against the Cyclones, so sort of a two-for-one deal in that contest.
This is the point where I think a lot of people start getting a little bit antsy for that college football season to start, especially in this market, and I'm no exception. Kind of looking every day at Twitter to see how many days are left until the start of the college football season, and hopefully we're going to inch closer to the countdown to kickoff, which will, I think I've mapped it out. We'll start talking about the Big Ten football programs on July 5th, and then we're going to be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, and then that's kind of the last stretch before college football starts. But right now, we have the primetime league. We have Major League Baseball and the Colonels. So I want to get back to the Colonels for just a second. Especially,
we've really got Jack. Is what
we also have the Wheel of Desperation.
What you're trying not to say.
That's exactly what I'm trying not
you're
to
really
say.
You're really trying not to say that we don't have anything to talk about until college football starts up.
Well, we have a little bit to talk about.
I can talk until I'm blue in the face about a lot of things, but I know that most folks out there listening don't care. But at the same time, you got 3 hours to fill every day, and we're going to fill it. Now, if that means spending 15 minutes later on in the program today talking about watching the tree removal company do their work at my house today.
That's right. That happened today.
They're gone. The trees are gone. I didn't know it was happening today.
Did you purchase the firewood?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I just said, get it out of here. I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. And I don't want to pay for more. We don't use the fire pit anymore because we never have people over to the house. Because we have the kid. I've got to check with Scott Unash and make sure that the archives on the program don't stick around for 18, 30 years. I don't want my son, years from now, going back and hearing this, the resentment in my voice over how much my son has really changed my lifestyle. But we don't have people over sitting around the fire pit drinking some beers in the backyard anymore in the summer. The fire pit it's weedy and it's overgrown, and it really needs some work. But let's just say that I've had some other priorities the last 11 months or so.
I think so.
Yeah, well, you asked. I mean, it was fun yesterday. I got to spend Father's Day with my dad and my father-in-law at the ballpark, and my son was there, and we got a very nice picture, my dad and myself, along with my son, and it was nice. He didn't get me anything for Father's Day because he's 11 months old. And despite the fact that he has a savings account and quite a bit of money in there. So I did my own shopping yesterday. I took it into my own hands and I said, I don't think he would mind. So I went and got a very nice bottle of bourbon and the new Willie Nelson CD. And I had to explain to him because he's only 11 months old. Nobody buys CDs anymore. Why did you buy me a CD? And he just sort of looked back up at me because he has no idea what I'm talking about. And it was a very nice Father's Day everything was said and done.
Have you designated him a favorite Colonels player?
No, he likes Tommy Watkins because
Who doesn't?
The strange thing is there are some people over there at the ballpark who think my wife and I named our son after Tommy Watkins because he's a good friend of ours. We've known Tommy for a while, but that is not the case. He's actually named after my father-in-law and an uncle. It was a name that worked for both my wife and I. And you'll find that when you're naming a kid, you have to come up with a name that works for both of you. And we may or may not talk about naming children later on in the program today because I saw something on Twitter earlier today that sort of raised my eyebrows. And it's never popular when you go after somebody for what they choose to name their kid. I mean, it's a very personal choice, but you are saddling this offspring of yours with this name for the rest of your life. And some people have taken naming their children into the level, my opinion here only, but they've sort of veered off and are naming their kids like you would name pets. And I don't know. We might get to that. Cross your fingers and hope that we don't, because it's not exactly a blistering hot take, but you can certainly let me know what you think on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which again is 319-366-1600. We've got the Emil's Hideaway poll question for you today at kgymradio.com. We want your thoughts on can we call it a blockbuster? The blockbuster trade?
Yes, we can.
In the NBA that went down over Father's Day weekend, my Boston Celtics trading the number one overall pick that they really didn't deserve in this year's draft, but good on Danny Ainge for being an outstanding general manager. The Boston Celtics trade the number one pick in the draft to the Philadelphia 76ers. They move back two spots to number three, and in the process, they get what's likely going to be a top five pick in either the 2018 or 2019 draft, depending on... The NBA draft and the trades are really strange because picks get bounced around and there's protections, but chances are this is a very, very good pick that the Celtics acquired, and Danny Ainge has come out today and hinted that he thinks, now this could be a smokescreen, but he thinks the guy that they likely would have used the number one pick on is going to be available there at number three, and if that's the case, then they come out of this smelling like roses because they're still going to get the guy that they want, but they leveraged having that number one overall pick into another great draft pick next year. So NBA fans, I know the criticism here is we don't talk enough about the NBA. We're going to touch on it a little bit. I may even pick Alex's brain. I'm sure Alex looked over the protected lists for the NHL expansion draft, which is
the first thing I did on Saturday morning.
So hockey guy, I know you're out there, and this may be the only sports talk show in the state of Iowa that is talking NHL protected lists on June 19th. We're going to get to that today as well. Kyle Mann, manning the telephone lines on the other side of the glass, our producer, 319-366-1600, waiting to hear from you today. 21 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, I'm sure Kyle will join us and share his thoughts on the NBA as well, because some other news today. You've got Kevin Durant, who essentially hits the free agent. No, he's not a free agent. He's not going anywhere, but he's helping the Golden State Warriors out by saving them a couple million dollars. So we'll get to that as well. I'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, the aforementioned Kyle Mann will be with us here in the studio for our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. More to come on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertine and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
424, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, waiting for the bottom of the hour. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com will be with us in about 35 minutes. We'll talk PTL action last night, as well as get an update from the recruiting front with Tom as well. A little bit of disappointing baseball news to pass along. Cub fans in the area will remember the name Gleyber Torres. He was the number one prospect that was packaged together for Aroldis Chapman last season with the New York Yankees. Came into the season as the number two prospect in all of baseball and had worked his way up to AAA. I know there were a lot of Yankees fans out there that thought perhaps he was going to come up and play a little third base down the stretch for that ball club. He's going to wind up missing the rest of the season. He's going to undergo Tommy John surgery. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is the torn ulnar collateral ligament, the UCL, is in his left arm, which is his non-throwing shoulder. Now, he's a shortstop slash infielder, so he still has to hit, and you certainly need your arms for that, but at least it's not going to hinder or limit his ability to throw a baseball. And the Yankees announced earlier today that their expectation is that he'll be back with the team and or in the organization, I should say, since he's not a major league player, but he'll be back with the organization and ready to roll once spring training opens up. But disappointing news there, not only for people who enjoy baseball, but as I said, there were some Yankees fans that were hoping to see him this year as well. A little bit more baseball news. Mark Gonzalez from the Chicago Tribune reporting that Ben Zobrist underwent an MRI. Nothing abnormal, and it looks like he's going to give things a test run later this week as well. So we mentioned on Friday the bad news with Kyle Hendricks and that hand not costing him or not he won't be back from the hand injury anytime soon. Let's put it that way. It looks like he's going to be shelved for a couple more weeks, but maybe the Cubs get some good news on the Ben Zobrist front. Speaking of the Cubs, lineup out tonight for the series opener against the San Diego Padres at Wrigley Field, and there he is, batting leadoff again, Anthony Rizzo.
If I see another update from Kyle that says Rizzo hit another home run, I don't know how I'm going to react. That was 3 days in a row.
It's not just home run. I mean, he's doing what he needs to do there at the top of the order, and it's not exactly traditional, but it's working in the short term. And once it stops working, I assume the Cubs will go in a different direction. But if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, it was broken in the first place, and that's why Joe Maddon had to get uber creative to solve the problem of who's going to hit at the top of the order. And like we said, small sample size, but it certainly is working out, at least for the moment. 4:27, let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got a first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Kyle, go ahead.
Former Hawkeye and recently drafted Jake Adams received his seventh All-America honor over the weekend, being named a second-teamer by the American Baseball Coaches Association and Rawlings. It's just another in a long line of accomplishments for the first baseman that led the NCAA in home runs, was named unanimous Big Ten Player of the Year, and was drafted in the sixth round of the MLB draft last week. The Iowa football program landed a commitment from offensive lineman Cody Ince today. From Wisconsin, Ince is a three-star recruit according to 247 Sports and stands 6'6" and 260 pounds. He also held offers from Minnesota, Maryland, and Purdue. Incoming Iowa freshmen Luca Garza and Jack Nungy faced off last night in the opening games of the Primetime League and each submitted impressive lines in their debuts in front of fans. Nungy had 35 points and 13 rebounds for his team, while Garza had 41 points and 10 rebounds in a loss. Nungy's team won that game 98-97 with a late three by Brady Ellingson, who had 25. Jordan Bohannon scored 35 in his game and was 8 of 15 from three. The Colonels came into the weekend series against the Clinton Lumber Kings battling for the second playoff spot in the Midwest League's Western Division, and after a loss on Friday, they managed to get it done on Saturday and Sunday. Travis Blankenhorn pulled off a straight steal of home in the eighth inning to lead a 2-1 victory Saturday and hit a two-run home run to cap a 9-run first inning on Sunday. Colonels are now off for the All-Star break and will be back on the diamond on Thursday in the Quad Cities.
Now, we've got a lot of Chicago sports fans here in Eastern Iowa. A big day 33 years ago today for three Chicago sports teams. Most importantly, the Bulls, because today is the anniversary of the Bulls drafting Michael Jordan. You got to nod, mention that. But Rick Sutcliffe made his Chicago Cubs debut today as well, 33 years ago. And the Bears' first-round draft pick, Wilbur Marshall, who was a key member of that 85 Bears squad, wound up signing his professional contract today.
It's interesting to look at the Chicago Bulls and think that they drafted Michael Jordan this day all those years ago, and now news coming out of Chicago, or not news, but rumors reported by Adrian Wojnarowski of The Vertical, saying that the Bulls are not necessarily shopping, but talking to other teams about Jimmy Butler.
And not just other teams, one in particular, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Who have assets and draft picks.
Coached by former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau. So it should be interesting to watch. The NBA draft is this week. We'll have full coverage for you here on KGYM. Again, Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com coming up with us. So we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA here in the next few minutes. Not just this trade that went down with the Celtics and the 76ers, but the Jimmy Butler rumblings as well as the Kevin Durant news today. So if you're an NBA fan and you say we never talk about it here, we're going to prove you wrong here in a couple minutes. Back after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Ride on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Linder Tire Service. Where we put service first.
Get ready for summer travel with a free tire pressure and tread check. Plus $10 off alignments from Linder Tire. Linder Tire has been keeping family road trips safe for over 80 years. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. LinderTire.com. Like them on Facebook for coupons and deals.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. NBA draft this Thursday night. Free agency does not start until July 1st. And yet, guess what? There's already been more drama this offseason than there was in the entire regular season and postseason for the NBA. First, the Celtics and Sixers. Their swap of first-rounders Thursday night, with Boston picking up an additional first-rounder either next year or the year after. Deal was made official today by the NBA. Second, Paul George informing the Pacers over the weekend he's opting out after next year so he can join the Lakers. That's left open the chance that he doesn't even play with Indiana this year. Pacers have already called the Cavs asking about their interest in renting George. And now we have this from ESPN's Mark Stein. The Cavaliers are trying to engage the Chicago Bulls in a multi-team trade in which Cleveland would acquire Jimmy Butler. Boston has also had a long-standing interest in Butler. Chicago's had a standing interest in the number three pick. Coverage of the NBA draft, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, ESPN television and radio. Oh, also in the NBA, Kevin Durant's opting out of his contract. Relax, it's housekeeping procedure so we could take $4 million less like he said he would.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Your car's in pretty good shape,
it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
4:35, welcome back with us here on the Todd Remmelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, that's our South Gym. We're going to be in Iowa City this Friday for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids is our North Gym frequency. And for those of you still living on the AM dial, you know you can find us at 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency, also available streaming online at KGYMradio.com, as well as through the KGYM app for your smartphone, which is a free download. Just go ahead and search either the iTunes or Google Play Store, KGYM, find it, download it, simple as that. 319-366-1600, that is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and we anticipate hearing from quite a few of you today as we touch on a variety of topics. A little bit of Major League Baseball talk coming up for you in hour number two, as well as Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. We've got that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill to give away as well. But about the Sports Center update at the bottom of the hour, we had mentioned Jimmy Butler and the Minnesota Timberwolves sniffing around the Bulls as far as Butler's availability. But the Cavaliers and the Celtics, now both mentioned in the possible trade talks surrounding Jimmy Butler. The Bulls would be looking at acquiring that third overall pick, which Boston now has after its weekend trade with the Philadelphia 76ers. And you've got the Cavaliers, who are looking to take their super team and make it a little bit more super so that they can compete with the other super team that just embarrassed them in the NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors. 319-366-1600. You are Gar Foreman, Alex. You've got Jimmy Butler. What are you doing with him?
I've been saying this for a while, but I think it's time to head in another direction. And I think Jimmy Butler has been pretty much the only good draft pick that this franchise has made in the last 5 or 6 years. Other than Derrick Rose, when the ping pong balls bounced their way and it really completely changed the course of their franchise, and they got to the Eastern Conference Finals and they were at least had an MVP caliber player on their team, Jimmy Butler has been really the only saving grace for this franchise. He's been the only reason they've been a playoff contender. And Gar Foreman and John Paxson, over the duration of this time period I'm speaking of, have butchered pretty much every draft pick and pretty much every offseason acquisition. But to buy that regime a little bit more time, if they can make a trade with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I'm not sure what the Cleveland Cavaliers can offer them. I don't think that they have really anything that would interest the Chicago Bulls, as far as I think that what it's going to take to get Jimmy Butler, it would be multiple first round picks and not necessarily a star player, but an impact player for the Boston Celtics. You can look at a couple guys like Marcus Smart or Jay Crowder or Avery Bradley as possibilities, along with multiple first round picks, which the Boston Celtics have. With the Minnesota Timberwolves, you can look at a guy like Andrew Wiggins and then multiple first-round picks. With the Cleveland Cavaliers, you can't. But if they can get multiple first-round picks and a young, promising player, maybe one that's been in the league for 1 or 2 years, has his feet wet, maybe a guy who can shoot the basketball a little bit, then you have to mull the opportunity of trading what has been your franchise's only piece over the past 5 or 6 years.
Matt in Cedar Rapids on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, Gar Foreman should get rid of himself. I know that's a popular opinion among Bulls fans, but that's not playing into the scenario here. Kyle has stuck around the studio in between big board updates here. I know he follows the NBA as much as anybody else here does in the building. Kyle, I'm going to give you the same scenario. You're Gar Foreman, and you've got an asset that teams in contention want. That's Jimmy Butler. Who are you talking to, and why?
I'm really focusing all my attention on Boston if I'm that Bulls front office. For really no other reason than Boston has everything that you could possibly ask for if you need to start your rebuild. They have more picks than anybody has business having at one time. And not just that, but let's look at the Cavs. The Cavs have nobody. The logistics of that would have to be a three-way deal where the Cavs send Kevin Love to another team with assets, and then that team sends their assets to the Bulls. Jimmy goes to the Cavs. That's extremely.
That's the only scenario.
Yeah, it's the only scenario, and I just don't really think that there's going to be a team that matches up that perfectly. But then, yeah, it really doesn't need to last much longer than Boston has their hands on 5 to 6 first-round picks over the next few years, as well as a lot of really interesting role players on their roster already.
The Boston Celtics, for those that don't know, have the number 3 overall pick this year, and we kind of are burying the lead a little bit. Obviously, over the weekend, a blockbuster trade involving the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, where the 76ers sent multiple first-round picks to the Celtics in exchange for this year's number 1 pick. Presumably, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to draft Markelle Fultz out of Washington. So let's look at what the Celtics have. The number 3 overall pick this year, at least 2 first-round picks next year, and if the Lakers finish next year and get between the number 2 and the number 5 pick, they will have 3 picks in the first round next year, including the Lakers pick between 2 and 5 and the Brooklyn Nets pick, which promises to be probably a top 5 pick. And then in 2019, they have at least 3 first-round draft picks and the aforementioned Lakers pick. That's where things get interesting. If the Lakers don't finish between or don't have a pick between 2 and 5 next year, the Celtics will get the Sacramento Kings first-round pick in 2019. So this is a franchise right now with Isaiah Thomas, who is set to be a free agent next season, and a team desperately looking for an impact two-way shooting guard. So logically, you piece these things together, and Jimmy Butler looks like a perfect fit for that franchise. They have all the assets. They need another scorer. They're probably going to add Gordon Hayward, who would be the perfect 3. Could you imagine Isaiah Thomas, Jimmy Butler, and Gordon Hayward? That's a team that's ready to contend. I'm not ready to say that they would dethrone or they're ready to dethrone the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference, but at least it would give them a chance.
What if the Cavaliers got Paul George?
And that's another wrinkle to this whole scenario, because I think the Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics are both in on Paul George. But again, what are the Cavaliers going to offer to the Celtics to get Paul George? And if Jimmy Butler is the second choice, I could easily see the Celtics have the keys to the car in this situation. Whoever they don't want is going to be the odd man left out, and then maybe the Cavaliers can swoop in and get either Butler or Paul George. But those two are still under contract, so it will be the team with the most assets, which is the Boston Celtics, to make the first move to kind of set this whole domino effect in motion.
What I'm kind of waiting to happen is I think Jimmy Butler will be the first domino to fall because he's locked up. No, there's going to be a lot of teams who don't want to take that gamble on Paul George and potentially leaving next summer. And so I think Boston probably ends up making the move for Jimmy if they could. But then what's kind of alarming to me, just kind of because I don't want the Cavs to figure things out, kind of. I like them right where they are. But that Paul George, the uncertainty whether he's going to stay long term, because everybody seems to think that he wants to go to the Lakers next year and it's a done deal. His price is going to fall a lot. And so we're talking about Cavs would have to send Kevin Love to somebody, a team with assets, to then send in return for Paul George. Paul George's price is going to be so low, that makes that trade a lot easier for them to find.
Paul George is 27 years old, and he's in the middle of his prime. That injury derailed a certain section of the beginning of
the
his
beginning
prime.
Of it.
But him going to the Lakers, I keep hearing that, and I understand it to a certain extent. I think that in this day and age, everybody wants to get into a bigger market. Everybody wants to spread their brand, which is what Paul George theoretically would want to do in LA. But that franchise is still 2 to 3 years away from contending.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball going to the LA Lakers, whoever they get with a number two pick, is not going to be an impact player for at least the first year of their career. I've talked about this before, but rookies don't make huge impacts in the NBA especially when they're 19 or 20 years old and coming out after their freshman season. D'Angelo Russell, it's taken a few years. He's still not a finished product. Brandon Ingram needs to put on a lot of weight before he's going to be ready to be an impact player in the NBA. So Paul George going to the LA Lakers, people keep talking about that, and maybe he does want to go there. If I'm Paul George, I'm at least taking a look at the Boston Celtics, because that's a system that he can thrive in. That's a coach that he can play under. They have a dominant scorer. They have a guy that can facilitate the ball and put the ball in the hole in Isaiah Thomas, and him next to Isaiah Thomas would be just for furthering his career and trying to get him a championship. I think the Boston Celtics would be the perfect spot for Paul George.
Kool-Aid on the text line, who may be my new favorite texter just because I get to say his nickname, says he's very interested to see if Lonzo Ball will be drafted and then the upcoming addition of Paul George will finally push the Lakers over the rebuild stage.
Something has to, or people are going to start getting fired.
Yeah.
In LA, and they're still very young. I'll believe it when I see it with the Lakers. Them signing that, and people can say what they want about Kobe Bryant, but that contract at the end of his career set them back 10 years.
It did. It was an albatross. Nobody wanted. They could hardly afford to bring anybody there, and nobody else wanted to go there.
So they paid Kobe a ridiculous amount of money, and he was way past his prime, and he was never healthy, and he was starting to fall apart, and they had nobody around him, and that was the worst team in the league, which is now why you're starting to see them rack up as many draft picks as they can. But in conclusion, the Boston Celtics are going to set a lot of dominoes in motion. There aren't a ton of big-time impact free agents available, but there are a couple of guys to keep an eye on when it comes to trades in this upcoming offseason.
Your thoughts on the NBA here during this segment, 319-366-1600. Otherwise, silence speaks volumes here. But it's interesting with the Bulls holding Jimmy Butler, and you've got a number of teams that are now picking up the phone and giving them a call. And meanwhile, on the sideline, you've got Fred Hoiberg, who's getting ready to enter year number three of that five-year contract. And again, this is not what he signed up for, but what are you going to do if you're Fred Hoiberg? I mean, you play the cards that you're dealt. And in this instance, this would be the Bulls organization essentially not folding Butler, but trading him in. And you wind up drawing, say, a five of clubs instead, which doesn't help your hand. Convoluted, I know, but if you play cards, you'll understand what I'm getting at.
I think that if they did trade Jimmy Butler, it would go a long way in also buying Fred Hoiberg a little bit more time. Because people can talk about Fred Hoiberg all they want as being a guy who is in over his head, and maybe that's the case, but I don't think we can fully draw that conclusion until we see him at least coach a team that he could possibly lead to success.
Are you ready for the hottest of hot Fred Hoiberg takes?
I am.
This is the last year.
This is it?
Hoiberg. Yeah, this is it. One way or the other. He's either going to walk away, they're going to have to fire him at the end of the year and pay him the two remaining years. the first 2 years have been blah and blah. And then this year, if you're going to trade Jimmy Butler, you're pretty much running up the white flag before the season has even started. It's a lot easier for Gar Foreman and John Paxson to part ways with Hoiberg, even though you probably have a personal friendship there that I imagine they're not exactly as close as they were a couple years ago. But if that's the lifeline that's going to buy that front office a little bit more time, if they have to make Hoiberg the scapegoat, they're going to do it.
Imagine that storyline, though.
I can't see him getting to the end of this five-year deal.
Just imagine that storyline for a second. All Fred Hoiberg jokes aside, they bring him in and they say, we're going to get you a younger roster. We're going to let you kind of develop with the young talent that we're going to bring in. We're going to bring in some athleticism. We're going to bring in some wing players that can shoot. And then, oh, by the way, decide that, all right, we're going to go out and sign Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo and do exactly the opposite of what we said we're going to do. And pretty much set you up to not necessarily fail, but not succeed at the same time. There's no chance that team was going to be anything better than an 8 seed. And then, hypothetically, trade Jimmy Butler and do what you said you were going to do in the first place when Fred Hoiberg took the job. Get younger and pretty much tank. And then at the end of that tanking season, fire him.
BJ on the text line says the Bulls have done nothing to help Hoiberg out. No,
they
haven't.
Absolutely nothing.
They haven't. But at the end of the day,
that would be the most Bulls move ever.
At the end of the day, it doesn't mean jack because it's a cutthroat business. And if it comes down to the coach losing his job or you losing your job, you're going to sell the coach down the river 9 times out of 10. And they already did it. And the postseason press conference where they wrapped things up, they were essentially sort of hanging Hoiberg in effigy out there with some of the things that they said. 7300 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, appreciate the NBA talk, guys. Think Paul George gets traded before Jimmy because the Pacers will want to get a draft pick to use to select their next guy this year rather than next year taking someone else's past selection. That goes into things as well, because you do have the draft, which is looming this week. Couple mocks out over the weekend. I saw Monte Morris and Jeremy Morgan.
Jeremy Morgan was in the second round.
But no Peter Jok. I know some Hawkeye fans will be disappointed about that. We're going to be talking Hawkeye basketball and more with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com coming up in 10 minutes. It's 4:52. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we return, Kyle Mann will have another big board update for you and more. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, back after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Get ready for Fairfax USA Days, June 23rd and 24th. Come for the street dances with large midgets and airwaves, free kids carnival, parade, huge fireworks display, and even ride the Ferris wheel. There'll be lots of fun for your whole family.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Welcome back in to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. A little bit of Big Ten basketball news for you. To be expected, the signing of Chris Holtmann as the new head coach at Ohio State. Butler had a very solid recruiting class. As a matter of fact, the best in that school's history. A top 100 prospect, Kyle Young, will be following Holtmann to Columbus and Ohio State. So I know Lavelle Jordan was going to have his hands full there trying to keep that recruiting class intact. But what is detrimental to Butler may be a positive gain for Ohio State and the Big Ten. So a little bit of news there to pass along. Kyle Mann is still with us here in the studio. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Hawkeye and recently drafted Jake Adams received his 7th All-America honor over the weekend, being named a second-teamer by the American Baseball Coaches Association in Rawlings. It's just another in a long line of accomplishments for the first baseman that led the NCAA in home runs and was named unanimous Big Ten Player of the Year. The Iowa football program landed a commitment from offensive lineman Cody Ince today. From Wisconsin, Ince is a 3-star recruit according to 24/7 Sports and stands 6'6" and 260 pounds. He also held offers from Minnesota, Maryland, and Purdue. Incoming Iowa freshmen Luca Garza and Jack Nungy faced off last night in the opening games of the Primetime League, and each submitted impressive lines in their debuts in front of fans. Nungy had 35 points and 13 rebounds for his team, while Garza had 41 points and 10 rebounds in a loss. Nungy's team won that game 98-97 with a late three by Brady Ellingson, who had 25. Jordan Bohannon also scored 35 in his game and was 8 of 15 from three. The Colonels came into the weekend series against the Clinton Lumber Kings, battling for the second playoff spot in the Midwest League's Western Division. And after a loss on Friday, they managed to get it done on Saturday and Sunday. Travis Blankenhorn pulled off a straight steal of home in the eighth inning to lead a 2-1 victory Saturday and hit a 2-run home run to cap a 9-run first inning on Sunday. The Colonels went on to win 16-3 on Father's Day and secured that second spot in the division.
Nice race down the stretch. Kane County played extremely well. West Michigan won in the Eastern Division, had finished with the best winning percentage in all of baseball, even better than the Houston Astros right now, who are absolutely rolling in the American League Central. We'll have a little Major League Baseball talk for you coming up in hour number two, as well as a chat in just a few minutes with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. He was in North Liberty last night at the Rec Center for the opening night of PTL. A big thank you going out again to Randy Larson for joining us at the Coach's Corner on Friday. If you missed our program and our chat with Randy during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, the podcast is available at kgymradio.com.
I was glad to see Tommy Watkins, and we'll chat with him in tomorrow. And I know we have just a few seconds left here, but I was glad to see him lock up that first half wild card spot. And I know it was weighing on him just a little bit. They know they're going to be in the playoffs, and I think that takes a lot of pressure off a team heading into the second half of play.
Be interesting to see what the Twins do with the Colonels roster as well. Royce Lewis, their number one overall pick in the draft, signed with the Twins over the weekend. They've assigned him to the Gulf Coast League, so we expect to see him in Cedar Rapids next year. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joins us next.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful. Capable. And affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995.